This is the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, January 20th, 2021. I'm Jack Munson on the Social Geek Radio Network, keeping you informed and updated so you can be ready for your comeback of a lifetime. Top stories this week, more acquisitions here early in the year. JanPro Systems International has been acquired as part of an acquisition of Lynx Franchising made by Mid-Ocean Partners. The acquisition comes at a time when JanPro continues to face rising demand for cleaning and disinfecting services due to the pandemic. Amici Partners Group has completed the acquisition of Friendly's Restaurants. The Amici Group plans to keep all 130 corporate-owned and franchise locations open, preserving thousands of restaurant workers' jobs. Craig Ehrlich, president and CEO, said, "Based on our personal connection to the brand, strong investment capabilities, and seasoned management team, we believe we will be able to continue to reinvigorate this much-loved brand for both loyal patrons and new customers alike." The Inspection Boys announced their partnership with business services franchise company Loyalty Brands. John Hewitt, CEO and founder of Loyalty Brands, said, "I just knew they would fit with the culture of Loyalty Brands. We look for expertise, integrity, and most of all, people to help us create a world-class organization." FranConnect has acquired Franchise Blast in a move to create the industry's only platform that helps franchise brands and multi-location businesses manage operations end-to-end from the brand to the unit level. Gabby Wong, CEO of FranConnect, said, "We have a deep commitment to helping the franchise industry thrive, and we are continuously focused on how we can better serve current and future customers. As the market drives to greater growth and recovery, brands will require targeted solutions that enable improved reach and visibility into the unit level." Driven Brands Holdings, Inc. announced the pricing of its IPO of over 31 million shares of its common stock at a price to the public of $22 per share. The shares are expected to begin trading on NASDAQ, and the offering is expected to close today. Christian Brothers Automotive announced a big gain for the year. The brand's 2020 performance metrics indicate the brand's strength and yield for strong growth potential in the year ahead, including 10.5% system-wide sales growth, 19 new store locations, and zero locations closed. Donnie Carr, president of Christian Brothers Automotive, said, "Without our incredible franchisees and their teams, our growth and success this year and every year would not have been possible." Back with People News after a quick word from Benetrends. Now more than ever, it's important for entrepreneurs and small business owners to work with a trusted financial partner. Benetrends Financial has been working with franchise brands for over 30 years, providing innovative funding solutions to get their businesses up and running, including their flagship Rainmaker program that allows entrepreneurs to use retirement funds to purchase or recapitalize a business, tax-deferred and penalty-free. Get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically at Benetrends.com/socialgeek. Benetrends, 35 years of growing America and still going. In People News this week, True Blue Total House Care announced Greg Haskett has joined the corporate leadership team as Director of Operations. Marco's Pizza announces the promotion of Tony Libardi to co-CEO and President. College Hunks Hauling Junk and Moving announced Roman Cohen, former COO, will move into the role of brand president. Long John Silver's has promoted Blaine Shortreed to CEO. Luna Grill has named industry veteran Steve Holliday as its new chief operations officer. Nine Round Franchising announced Timothy Walker as CFO. Zbart announced the promotion of Jason Case to corporate controller. Pizza Factory has appointed Rob Sirfus as franchise business coach. And Career Plug announced that Jenny Lehman will be stepping into her new role as the company's president. Founder Clint Smith will be taking on a new role as the company's CEO. Congratulations and good luck to you all. Before we go, if you're looking for some go-to advice on starting your own business, I highly recommend the book Grind. It's written by Bigby Coffee co-CEO Mike McFall. Grind offers a practical guide to starting a new business by skipping past the MBA and going right to the nuts and bolts of building a successful company. I love this story, and I have sent many copies to friends, and you can do the same at grindthebook.com. Franchise marketing friends, don't miss Social Joey's Facebook Franchise Tip of the Week podcast every Monday on the Social Geek Radio Network.